This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's Friday, baby, and it's been a big week for tech news, from earnings to net neutrality burnings. So let's play Silicon Tally. This week's guest is Farhad Manjoo, tech columnist for The New York Times. Farhad, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I got a number for you. 45 pounds.
Is that somebody's net worth in gold?
It's not a tech mogul's worth in gold. It is actually, for $6, Amazon Prime members can have up to 45 pounds of non-perishables, snacks, stuff like that, sent to their house. The newly announced service is called Prime Pantry.
Just the physical trek of getting all that stuff to your house is worth $6. So, cool.
All right, you got something for me? Hit me.
12 pages.
The transcript of Aereo's arguments that the company is doing its duty as a startup?
You're pretty close. It is a legal thing.
Okay.
It's the number of pages that jurors in the Apple-Samsung case, where they have to sort of fill out the technical details of the 15 products and 7 patents that the companies are accusing each other of infringing.
All right, I got something for you. 12 pieces of artwork.
I read a story, like a scandalous story, about the artist who painted art at Facebook.
This is not that. It's these 12 pieces of art by Andy Warhol that were recovered from an obscure data format used on the Amiga 1000 computer.
Warhol created art for the Amiga, and now they've sort of...
And now they've recovered them. All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, 89%.
89% of tweets about net neutrality were negative towards the FCC.
Yeah, that's probably true, but that's not what I'm going for.
Okay.
Female computer scientists make 89% of what men make.
Oh, wow.
That is much higher than other professions like finance. The reason is because tech jobs basically offer kind of more workplace flexibility, so if they can more easily manage their work-life balance.
Farhad Manjoo, tech columnist for The New York Times. Farhad, thank you very much, man.